Well, good week day, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, a radio program about South Dakota agriculture. All of you who love the land, our state's farmers and ranchers. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. Speaking of life on the ranch or farm, one of the intangible benefits of living on the land is the fact that you will very seldom see a rummage sale sign. At least I can't remember a sign like the 10,000 we'll soon be seeing in our city. A very wise man, might have been one of my cousins from Reliance, once said, a garage sale is a device for moving a plate which says welcome to Pump Switch, Idaho, from one garage to another. I don't remember which cousin, but that's not important in the discussion today, and that discussion is about family farms. A good friend of mine in the city who happens to listen to this program asked me the following. Jim, you're always referring to family farms on your corn show. Are there really any family farms left in the state? As I employ a simple yes, I would supplement my answer with a couple of facts. 98% of farms and ranches in the state of South Dakota are family-owned and operated. In fact, South Dakota has some 2,500 farms, which have been in the same family for more than 100 years. The average size of a farm in our state is about 1,400 acres. I'd like to remind the listener that each year, one South Dakota producer raises enough food to feed 155 people in the United States and abroad. I should mention those same family owners and operators are a huge part of the community. School boards, county commissions, hospital boards, church boards. Are there family farms and ranches in South Dakota? I should say so. I want to remind the listener the 22nd annual Corn Cob Open is going to be Thursday, June 20th, Spring Creek Country Club near Harrisburg, South Dakota. The four-player scramble will consist of two separate competitions beginning at 8 in the morning and 2 in the afternoon. Each session provides a meal and a lot of prizes. Last year, 288 golfers participated in the Corn Cob Open, and folks are registered on a first-come, first-served basis. Want to play? Get on your horse. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, be careful in your spring work, and thanks for what you do.